Welcome back to Our Aging World. Joe Tomsic with you from the Lake County Council on Aging. And of course, we're so pleased that you are joining us today, listening wherever you might be, whether it's 101.5 FM or 1330 AM. We appreciate you tuning in. Of course, we welcome all of our internet listeners as well, coast to coast or county to county, listening at wintradio.com or tunein.com. We are enjoying our show. We want to thank the folks from the Cleveland Sight Center for joining us a little bit earlier on. That was an excellent interview. And, of course, hearing about all the recreational programs and services available through the Cleveland Sight Center is really amazing. And, by the way, we promised we'd get that phone number to you one more time. It's 216-791-8118. That's 216-791-8118 for the Cleveland Sight Center, the Recreations Department. Well, as promised, we have Judge Robert J. Patton standing by on our phone lines today. We'll be talking about the Court of Appeals, where he serves as 11th District Court of Appeals for the state of Ohio. This segment of Our Aging World is brought to you through the courtesy of the Lake County Council on Aging, your trusted resource since 1972, offering programs and assistance for Lake County seniors age 60 and over. You can call the Lake County Council on Aging at 440-205-8111 or visit their website, lccoa.org. And with that, we go to our phone lines. Judge Patton, Judge Robert J. Patton, has been married for almost 28 years now to his wife, Lisa. They have three daughters. He's served as a federal and state prosecutor for 17 years and 6 years, respectively. And finally, you'll recognize that name, I'm sure, those of you that are in the city of Willowick, because Judge Patton also served on Willowick City Council for some 18 years, president for the last 10 years. So it really is an honor to have you, Judge Patton, on our show today. We're going to learn all we can. I was telling our listeners in the last segment, all we can about the Court of Appeals. But with that, we welcome you to our show.
Well, thank you very much for having me on today. I'm looking forward to our discussion.
And we are too, for sure. In the news, we often hear so many cases that need to go before the Court of Appeals. So I thought that we would start our interview this afternoon by just asking you to give us a brief description of what is the Court of Appeals.
So the Court of Appeals is a court that sits above the trial court at any level, whether it's state or federal. And so I'm a recovering trial lawyer. I was a trial lawyer for over 20 years. But when I was trying cases, I was very much aware of the Court of Appeals. And the Court of Appeals exists because in the law, it's about getting it right. And so there are certain decisions that are made during the course of a trial, whether state or federal, that a trial judge has to make. And there are some times when those decisions are not correct. And I don't mean to suggest that my trial judge colleagues do so on purpose, because actually it's quite the opposite, that they make their best efforts to make decisions in real time during the heat of battle and trial. But sometimes things happen during trials that are not correct. And so we are a reviewing court. A court of appeals is a reviewing court that is intended to make sure that the trial was conducted fairly and legally, and to ensure that a just result is obtained. So it really comes down to getting it right. And so that's what it really boils down to.
Judge, what area does the Court of Appeals serve?
So the Court of Appeals was born out of the 7th District. And so in 1968, the year I was born, it broke off from the 7th District, which goes all the way down to Youngstown, based on the growth in population in the northeast corner of the state of Ohio. And the 11th District was founded. And so it includes Lake, Geauga, Ashtabula, Trumbull, and Portage counties. So the five northern, most eastern counties within the state of Ohio are within the 11th District. And within that district, our court serves approximately 789,000 residents.
Can you give us an example of how a case might end up in front of you, in front of one of your colleagues in the 11th District Court of Appeals?
So what happens, the most typical example, the garden variety example, it would be a criminal case. And a criminal defendant, for one reason or another, decides to go to trial. And so during that trial, if the state of Ohio is successful, there is a conviction. And then at that point, in many cases, the defense will then file an appeal challenging some of the decisions that the trial judge made during the course of that trial. And so we get what's called the record. We are a reviewing court. We are not a court of record, but we get the record. And so we've all seen on TV shows or in real life, a court reporter sitting there taking down everything that everybody says. Well, that's the record. That's the recording. That's a written recording of what happens during the course of a trial. That is sent to us. It's called the trial transcript. And then we are also sent all of the pleadings and paperwork that are filed with the clerk of courts within that file. And that constitutes our universe for how we review what happened in that case. And then what happens is that the lawyer that's filing the appeal, and this criminal hypothetical, it would be the defendant now is the appellant, and they would assert what we would call assignments of error. And those would be things that they believe that the trial court did incorrectly. The state of Ohio, as the plaintiff in the underlying case, but now they are the appellee, they are defending on appeal. They would file a brief as well, and we would read all of that. And then at some point, then we would have an argument where the lawyers come in, and each side gets 15 minutes to argue their case. And then we would take all that under consideration and then issue a written opinion as to what we think about the arguments. So that's as quickly as I can say it, but that's what happens.
Well, an excellent summary. By the way, we're on the phone lines today with Judge Robert J. Patton of the 11th District Court of Appeals for the state of Ohio, and learning all that we can within these couple segments about the Court of Appeals. Judge Patton, why is this court necessary?
So this court is necessary for the reasons that I mentioned earlier, and that is it is to get it right. And so what I mean by that specifically is there are sometimes in cases decisions that trial judges make about the admission of certain evidence, about allowing certain testimony, about other exhibits, about in a civil case, whether the trial court properly dismissed the entire action or pieces of the action. So the Court of Appeals exists to give a party redress, that is the ability to have what the trial court reviewed fairly and to ensure that the just and proper thing took place. And so we are there to ensure that the trial court did their job correctly. And that all goes back to what I said about getting it right. Mm-hmm.
Your Honor, before we take our first break here on Our Aging World, I've often heard the term, or maybe the media has said it, but it isn't the Court of Appeals simply an intermediate appellate court?
So that is an interesting term that's used, and I've heard that, and I'll keep this brief. That almost, and I know you're quoting other people, but that is somewhat of a dismissive characterization. What I mean by that is that for the vast majority of litigants, for 99% of the people that come to the 11th District Court of Appeals and the other Court of Appeals, this is their last stop. Very few cases that start off in a common pleas court in the state of Ohio end up in front of the Ohio Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And so we are effectively the court of last resort and the final word in a case. And so that is, frankly, a very important job that I'm honored and privileged to do.
We are on the phone lines today with Judge Robert J. Patton, the 11th District Court of Appeals for the state of Ohio. And, of course, Judge Patton, we've got one more segment still to go. I want to encourage our listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Our Aging World right after these words from our sponsors.